Hi there. The word for you today is on the cost of a God-given dream. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23, Paul writes a long list of what he has been through to fulfill his vision. For example, he says, I've worked, been in prison, been flogged. So that brings me to this thought. There's not just first the cost of the vision, but there's the ongoing cost. We all want what successful people have, but let's be honest. We don't all want to pay the price they paid initially or, hear me, continue to pay every day. Paul spells out the true story behind his success. Let me read it to you. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I've been cold and naked. And besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. You know, most of us have a vague notion that someday we'll have to make sacrifices. The price will have to be paid, listen to me, sooner than we think. Not expecting that, many of us become discouraged. Some of us table our dreams, putting them on hold. Others have abandoned them altogether. The question you've got to answer is this. 25 years from now, what will you wish you had done today? And that is the cost of a God-given dream.